This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today, as we continue our study of the series, Great Lessons from Great Failures, I call your attention to the reading of God's Word in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 28. Whereupon the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold and said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. You remember that the kingdom of Israel had been divided. The great kingdom of Solomon had been divided politically by Jeroboam and Rehoboam, but it had not been divided religiously. All the people still served God and did the same things basically in religion. Jeroboam had become king of the northern kingdom, was afraid that unity in religion would lead to unity in politics. And so he hit upon a very clever tactic. He makes war not upon religion in general, not upon their religion in particular. He didn't tell them to abandon religion altogether. But he makes war upon the sacrifice which their religion demanded, that is, which the religion of Moses demanded, the religion which God had given to Israel through Moses, which that teaching demanded. In effect, he said, it's okay for you to go to Jerusalem, but it's not really necessary. I have a way that's just as right, and it's much easier. And Israel succumbed to Jeroboam's appeal to walk on easy street. Now, what he was doing is saying simply, there's no need in your going all the way down to Jerusalem, as you're instructed to do. I've made it easy for you. I've given you a place whereby you can sacrifice that's just close. Now, that appeal is still being made by the Jeroboams of our own day. But we ought to decide against any such response to the Bible. Let's note these great lessons. The person who makes ease the test will not reach the highest realization. To realize the best in the life of each person, he must face difficulties and he must overcome difficulties. There is a sense in which Jesus promised that the way would be easy, but that's only because whatever difficulty we may encounter in life, so long as we're truly followers of Christ, it will, in a sense, be made easy. But on the other hand, he warns us that we may even suffer great persecution, even to the point of giving our lives. And so we must be prepared to be faithful even unto death. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. No kind of strength is won except in the school of conflict. If a baby could not exercise, he would have no muscles. We often see people who live in tropical areas asleep most of the time, and they do not develop. How many things have come out of the tropical areas of the earth by way of invention to advance mankind? And so this is true physically, it's true intellectually, and it's true spiritually. You cannot simply sit on the sideline and let the world go by and not face up to the problems and the difficulties which every human life has. Secondly, we must not make ease the test, because to do so is to fail in achievement. The sluggard does not raise a crop. The children of Israel wander and die in the wilderness. Why was this the case? One basic reason. They were looking for the easy way out. The sluggard wants to let the crop plant and raise itself and make its own harvest. And the Israelites wanted to give up the land without a fight. They were willing to have it if they did not have to face any difficulty to get it. When they found out that there was some difficulty involved in getting it, they simply decided to give it up. In the next place, we note that to make ease the test is to end up in a rotten way. We all have had the experience of seeing some drunken bum stagger in a saloon where many bright young men are drinking hilariously. And they invite him to talk. He tells his story. He tells about how at one time perhaps he was a physician, a doctor, maybe a lawyer, maybe a very successful businessman. And starting out drinking gradually, letting it overcome him, we find him losing all control of himself because he made ease the test. There are many people who've had great ability, great talents, who have simply destroyed their lives by giving in to the various temptations which face us on the trials and tribulations of life. There are 2 portraits which the great artist Rembrandt painted. One showed him as a young man and one when he was old. The contrast was indeed significant. Saul of Tarsus, a man who was the greatest enemy Christ had, according to his own words, and then becoming his greatest servant. Let these lessons be in the life of each and every one of us.